614 1320 WILS. So we heard rumors of it. Well, yesterday, President Trump's spending plan unveiled, and he is completely defunding the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Dan Eichinger with us, Executive Director of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs. Dan, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you very much for having me, Mike. Appreciate it.
Now, what does this mean for Michigan, completely defunding this program?
Well, the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative has been a very successful program that was actually started under President George W. Bush to identify the priority actions that we needed to undertake across the Great Lakes region. So we're not just talking about Michigan. We're talking about Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana. The priority actions that we needed to take to make sure that the lakes were healthy, that we were restoring critical habitats for fish and wildlife.
Okay.
And it has been, it's really been an example of government that's worked, and we don't have too many of those, I don't think, around these days anymore. But but this is really an example of Washington working correctly. It's a nonpartisan, bipartisan program that's been really successful.
So all the money goes to the lakes, or does any of it get used in our area here in Lansing?
Well, there are projects that are funded literally across the state. So there is work that gets done. We've done invasive species work, so like mute swan control has been one of the things that's been funded. We've done habitat work up in the Maple River State Game Area, so just north of Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, bicoastal work, so work over the Lake Michigan side. We've done restored stream corridors, and we've mapped where dams have impounded and prevented fish from moving up and down rivers.
Well, it sounds like a lot of money has been spent. We've learned a lot. Dan Eichinger with us, by the way, the Michigan United Conservation Club. So all this money goes away, $300 million. What happens then?
Well, we go back to where we were, which was, you know, kind of scrimping and trying to find a little bit of money here, a little bit of money there. Things go back to being uncoordinated. And I don't think that's, you know, folks can remember what the state of our lakes were not that long ago. We don't want to roll back that progress, and we don't want to roll back the clock. The lakes and healthy lakes and, you know, good wildlife and fish habitats have been economic drivers and have driven, I think, in part the economic rebirth of an industrial state like Michigan.
Now, how do you think the administration came up with the plan to cut funding completely for the program? Where do you think that came from?
Well, I think that more than anything, this is, you know, these funds are primarily appropriated to the Environmental Protection Agency. And I think more than anything, you know, there was a pretty deep cut that was proposed across the board for EPA. And I think the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative got caught up in the slipstream with that. I've been in Washington the last couple of days. I got back last night and heard nothing but almost unanimous bipartisan support from members of Congress from across the basin.
Mm-hmm.
So Congress, I think, is going to be pushing back pretty hard on these cuts.
Okay. So when it's all said and done, what do you think we're going to end up seeing for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative?
You know, I'm hopeful that we're going to, you know, we're going to keep that funding. I'd like to think that we're going to keep the full $300 million, which we've had the last few years. But it's tough to say, and it's really tough to know how everything's going to shake out when we get into the appropriating process between Congress and the president.
Okay, but I mean, those congressional folks that are not anywhere near the Great Lakes, do they really care about what's happening here?
Well, we've been successful the last 5 years in getting the full Congress to appropriate. So I'm not. You know, I think that's one of the struggles we always, you know, deal with in fighting for the Great Lakes is trying to nationalize the urgency and nationalize that priority.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one of the things that stalled some progress that we've been trying to make on the carp barrier, for example.
Yeah.
But at least the last several Congresses have listened to their colleagues in the Great Lakes and have responded with supporting the continuing resolutions and the budget bills that have provided the funding. So.
Yeah, it's Dan Eichinger, Executive Director of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs. Dan, thank you for joining us on WILS.
My pleasure.
Yep.